you can hear the atmosphere building, Rob.
Yeah, who are they seeing? Is that Port Vale or is that Manchester?
That's a yellow.
Yellow. And yet we play in amber, don't we?
Yes.
It's mysterious.
Yeah, we should be saying amber.
Well, it's not in the north, and it's not in the south. In fact, it's bang in the middle. I said, hey, you. Mansfield is a town in North Nottinghamshire.
Hello and welcome once again to Mansfield is a Town in North Nottinghamshire, a podcast about Mansfield, which is a town in North Nottinghamshire. As I've said before, there are many other Mansfields on this planet and on all other adjacent planets, of course, but we're talking about the Mansfield that is in North Nottinghamshire, although this week, as it so happens, we are talking about Mansfield, town in North Nottinghamshire, that is in large part on this particular day. Which is the 28th of May 2022, also in significant part in North London, because the Stags, Mansfield Town Football Club, are playing Port Vale in order to try and secure promotion for themselves. Hurrah! We'll see what happens, won't we? But anyway, hurrah in prospect. And so that's what we are going to discuss in this programme. As ever, it's presented by me, Robert Shaw, and by my mum. Mum? Do you want to, what is it we do at this point? We say hello. Say hello, ma'am.
Hello, ma'am.
There we go. Good. Nothing changes, does it? Now, of course, you're a great lover of football, aren't you, ma'am? You're a major enthusiast.
No.
No, you're not a big fan, are you? And you certainly used to prefer it when they played in black and white and wore those long shorts and all goals.
Yes, I did. Loved it.
All goals were scored in the mud by Jimmy Greaves.
I always thought that he waited for the ball to come to him, for him to put the ball in the net. I always thought you had to work for the ball, but I didn't understand football.
Well, you know, it's all about conservation of energy, isn't it? Wait for the ball, it comes to you, kick it in the net, bingo. The match today, we want the Stags to win, don't we? They're playing Port Vale, as I said. What is the score you're predicting for this match, Mum?
If we win, I hope we do, we'll be 1-0 or 2-1.
2-1, and who's going to score the winner?
Him that puts the ball in the net.
Yeah, you've no idea about any of the players, have you? And who's the manager of...
It's young Cluffy, isn't it?
It is young.
I call him young Cluffy.
He's younger than his dad, that's for sure. That's right. So... your history with Mansfield Town Football Club, by the way. I mean, obviously, you've never been their manager, although some think you have, especially in the years when they lost all their matches. Have you ever been to Field Mill, Mum, or the One Call Stadium, as we must call it?
Only to watch a score match.
Yeah, that was my brother playing, wasn't it?
When your brother was playing, it was... I don't know how they'd manage to play on Mansfield Town's football ground, but... perhaps they used to do then, I don't know.
It was a final though, wasn't it?
Yes, and it seemed an awfully big ground for them to play on. And I remember him looking so tired because he was only a little lad, but there you are, it was a nice memory.
Oh, yeah, and Dad, God rest his soul, he was a bit more of a Forest fan really than a Mansfield fan, although we did go to Field Mill together. Do you have, and of course Forest are playing... Nottingham Forest are playing at Wembley this weekend also in order to secure promotion. Do you have happy memories of your footballing days with Dad?
Except the fact that if I wanted to talk to him, I used to have to talk football. So yeah. So I did learn a bit.
Just in order to be allowed to speak to him?
To be allowed to speak to him, really.
And you have happy memories of an FA Cup final that Dad attended with
Nottingham? We went with my father, yes. They went to watch Nottingham Forest. I can't remember who they're playing. You're going to remember for me.
It was Luton Town. It was 1959.
Yeah, 1959. And they went very excited. And they came home back. little bit worse for drink, I think. Mm-hmm. And they were so excited that your dad picked me up and dropped me on my head.
And you've never recovered, have you?
And I've never recovered. And that's why I remember that day. It was because, you know, stupidity of it, really, coming and picking me up and then dropping me on my head. My mum wasn't very pleased at all.
Well, no, that's good. That's good. That speaks well of your mother, at any rate, doesn't it? You know, that she wasn't that pleased. And we should just clarify that my father, your husband, did not. He wasn't trying to brutalise you. He was trying to give you a hug, basically, wasn't he?
He was just. He was so drunk he didn't know which side I was up.
Good. Well, let's hope that when Mansfield come out on the field today, they know which way is up still. And interesting fact, when Nottingham Forest won that very important match in 1959 at Wembley, the referee was Jack Clough. So is that an omen that Mansfield, I mean, obviously, you know, different clubs and everything, but so what, are being managed today by Nigel Clough, and therefore they're going to go to victory. Anyway, we will see. We will see. We are going to switch now over to Wembley. Where I'm going to be, actually. I'm already there. Right then, here we are at Wembley, the arch over the stadium, and lots of people in amber and blue, Stags colours, wending their way up Wembley Way in the expectation of witnessing wonders this afternoon. And you do get the feeling, just for one brief day, that Mansfield, a town in North Nottinghamshire, has moved to North London. And let's hope for great things. Let's get inside and see what happens next. I'm meeting up with some friends to watch the match. And, you know, come on, you Stags. So here we are then. We're now in Wembley. Very exciting. We are standing looking down Wembley Way. We can see Bobby Moore's backside, which is exciting, isn't it? And I am here with my oldest friend, Dale.
And, hey, Rob.
Dale, like me, grew up in Mansfield, moved away for a while, headed back, and we are here to celebrate Mansfield performing wonders against Port Vale, we hope, maybe. And we're also, we're supporting the Stags, but we're also on a Stag weekend, which is an amazing coincidence.
Sorry?
So Stags on a Stag.
On a Stag.
Stagging. Okay, so Dale, how do you see the match? How you see? Now you are a season ticket holder.
I am. Yes. Yes.
And do you call it Field Mill or the one called Stadium?
I don't care, Rob. To be honest with you, I call it home.
You call it home. Beautiful. Beautiful.
And the thing is, Rob, I think that what I'm really proud of is the fact that the Stags are here. I'm here. My friends are here with me. We've got a load of friends that I sort of met from London, and we're all here just having a fantastic day today, celebrating what is a fantastic event for us all. And I'm pretty optimistic because I think we've just got a decent way of playing that is down to our manager, Mr. Clough, who fits our culture perfectly.
Mr. Clough, nice and formal, Clough. I like that. Okay, so what's the result you are predicting today?
I'm going to go for a 2-0 win.
2-0, okay, yeah. Who's going to score?
I think Oaksy will get one and Barry will get the other.
Oaksy and Barry?
Yeah. Ooh. And you can hear the atmosphere building, Rob.
Yeah, who are they singing? Is that Port Vale or is that Mansfield?
That's a yellow.
Yellow. And yet we play in amber, don't we?
Yes.
It's mysterious.
Yeah, we should be saying amber.
It doesn't work quite so well in the song.
No, and so I'm really looking forward to the match. I think it's going to be a fantastic game, you know, and two good sides. Whatever happens, I think we'll be there next year anyway. But yeah, the club is building and building. It's just great to see, and I just hope that that's got some flow over for the town, because the town really needs it, and the surrounding areas of Mansfield. And it's just great that people in Mansfield are just investing now in the club, and hopefully then the investment can come into the town as well, and we can really see that kick on. Because I've noticed, Rob, since I left in 94, the town is really sort of, in the 80s it was an amazing place to live. Really enjoyed it. There was culture, there was music, there was clubs, there was everything that we really aspire to, you know, enjoy the town. And now it seems to be a little bit, I'm not knocking it because there's still great things, but we just need a little bit more of that, and that'll only come through investment and development. So I'm really excited that this will flow on for the rest of the people of Mansfield, mate, because I'm a proud Mansfield lad, and I've always promoted Mansfield. Whenever I've been and whatever I've done, I've always stuck to the fact that I'm a Stag supporter from Mansfield, and it's just great to see it going forward.
Brilliant. And of course, you are getting married to a proud Mansfield woman, is that right?
Oh, no, Cambridge.
All right, we'll speak later.
Cheers, Rob.
So we're at half time now. That didn't go exactly to plan, did it, Dale?
No, my predictions were particularly poor, weren't they?
So that's, we're 2-0 down and we've had a player sent off.
Yep.
So, you know, it's looking a bit like Custer's last stand, a bit like that. How are you? What do you see?
I actually feel that if we can score within the next 15 minutes, yes, the mountain's really high to climb now, isn't it? But if we can get one in 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes, put the pressure on, get us to extra time, you never know. So all we've got to do is focus on just getting that one next goal, keep pushing them then, next back, 2-2, take them into extra time, off we go. So we're still in with it. If they score next, whoever scores next, that's the key, isn't it, Rob?
Yeah, it is. You're an optimistic man. Yeah? I mean, I'm loving your optimism at this point because, you know, I mean, I think the referee is... I felt when he sent off the Mansfield player that, you know, maybe he should have sent off another one.
But possibly,
why not? I mean,
just
for the hell of it, why not?
Send off a couple of Vale players while you're at it.
Well, you could do us a favour maybe in the second half. I do think if they get a player sent off, we've got a chance. So that's what I'd be working on personally at half time. The strategy for getting one of their lots.
I'm going to kind of be boring now, but I'd like to see Maris come on now midfield, and I think we'll be a lot more sort of, you know, astute in terms of the way that we play, you know? So,
okay, so your prediction now, though, for the end of the match?
Okay, I'm going to go for a 2-2 at full time.
2-2 at full time?
Yeah,
okay.
Scrape it through into penalties, and then Stags win on penalties. There's a way, and there's a Mansfield way, as we know.
Loving the optimism. Here we go. So, final whistle, bit disappointing. So that was three, which side got three, was it? It was Port Vale, wasn't it? Yeah, okay, so three to Port Vale and none to the Stags. Dale, gutted?
Yeah, Rob, but we'll be back, that's the thing. I think you've got to take a positive out of the fact that we got here after being second from bottom.
That is true.
Yeah. And off we go again next season. Let's not be too downhearted. We've had a fantastic day. Well done to Bale, they were the better team on the day.
It's a bit naughty of Mal Benning to score the third goal. Mal Benning, who played for Mansfield for many years.
Many years, great player. Yeah, I hoped he had a shocker today. He didn't. He played particularly well. I think the turning point for him playing well was when I called and I shouted out, "That's why we got rid of you." But anyway, that's life, isn't it? Well done, Mal Benning.
So we ought to congratulate Port Vale, but we're not going.
We're not, Rob, because
they'll
we're from Mansfield.
Again,
of course they will. We'll replace them next season.
Exactly.
You know, and the great thing is the town has had a great day out. Not the result we wanted, but fantastic in terms of the atmosphere. We behaved ourselves fabulously. The support second half was amazing, wasn't it?
It was, actually. It made a beautiful sound.
2-0 down as well, Rob. Yeah. So, yeah, really pleased in terms of how we've all, you know, reacted to this. But what we need to do next season is go straight up, because I can't deal with this again. I love Wembley. Been here many times, but come on, let's just go on.
Next time for the FA Cup final.
Oh, please, yeah, come on.
So that was a bit disappointing. Although I have to say, I personally had a nice day because I was with Dale and his stag party, and we didn't let it spoil the mood entirely. Forest, of course, won, and we were going to have a conversation about that, weren't we, Mum, immediately afterwards, but we were unable to because you came down with COVID, didn't you?
Yeah, and I've been really badly. But the one thing about it, I've ended up with lovely thin ankles.
Oh, well, that's a positive.
Which I'm really proud of, because I've always had fat ankles, but now they're beautiful.
And how long do you think they're going to stay like that then, now that you're feeling better?
Till I've had my first dinner.
Oh, well.
I don't think it'll last much longer than that, but it has been worth seeing them. I've realised how attractive I could have been.
If you'd had COVID all the time?
If I'd had COVID before, yes.
Okay, well, maybe take a photograph and Instagram it while you can, and people can admire your ankles.
I think they will, actually. They're a bit wrinkled, but they're all right.
Yeah, okay, we mustn't go into any more detail otherwise.
No, well, they're very nice.
Very good. Anyway, that's the end of this special football edition. So we better get the ritual over and done with. As ever, Mum, we began with you saying, hello, Mum. And we need to finish with you singing the theme tune. But as ever, there is a challenge. And today, in honour of Dale's forthcoming nuptials.
Yes.
I want you to sing the words of the song Mansfield is a Town in North Nottinghamshire to the tune of Mendelssohn's famous Wedding March. Can you do that? Ba 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 da 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 da. Can you sing the words to that? You remember that
ba,
one?
Ba ba da 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 da. Ba is a town. Ba 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 in North Nottinghamshire. Ba ba ba. Is that right?
Well, yeah, you know, sort of. Ba 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 ba. Mansfield is a town in North Nottinghamshire. Da 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 da. Mansfield, can you do that?
Ba 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 ba. Mansfield is town. Ba ba in North Nottinghamshire. Ba ba.
Yeah, that was. We'll put it down to COVID. Okay. All right. Next time.
Mansfield is a town in Nottinghamshire.
Ba 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 ba.
Mansfield is a town in North Nottinghamshire.
Ba 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 ba.
Robin Hood and his merry men in Sherwood Forest did begin to sing.
Mansfield is a town in North Nottinghamshire.